producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk.
No walking. We're running into your mind, into your thoughts, into your world. We get started in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day with my friend Kara Schillen. We're here at your service, on your side, to help yourself in any number of ways of communicating. 888-302-3684. I feel like I'm Scott Shannon as he introduces the old countdown on his program. He has this way about him, his voice inflection, the top stories for Thursday, 2/18/16. Many people are talking about Apple and their opposition to a judge's order to help the FBI break into the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters. The directive has been called an overreach by the U.S. government by many people. You would not believe the number. Well, I'll share some of the idea here for people to share. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day is to have me tell you what others are thinking. And you tell us what you're thinking. Here's a Damon Hatfield, an expert with Imagine Games Network, talking about what the FBI has demanded and how Apple has responded.
Apple will oppose the FBI's court order demanding the company create a backdoor to the iPhone. The order is part of an ongoing investigation regarding an act of terrorism in San Bernardino, California last December. Apple CEO Tim Cook describes the order as an unprecedented step that threatens the security of Apple's customers. The FBI is using the All Writs Act of 1789 to justify its expansion of authority. It wants Apple to create a new operating system in which certain security measures are bypassed, essentially a backdoor for the iPhone. Cook wrote, "The government could extend this breach of privacy and demand that Apple build surveillance software to intercept your messages, access your health records or financial data, track your location, or even access your phone's microphone or camera without your knowledge." Cook is adamant neither he nor Apple have any sympathy for terrorists, noting the company has complied with valid subpoenas and search warrants.
So, Apple says no, the FBI says not so fast, and so now the discussion begins. The PBS NewsHour is hosted by Judy Woodruff. Here she talks to Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. Feinstein explains why she believes Apple ought to follow the court's order.
Do you believe Apple should abide by this judge's order to give the FBI access to the telephone of the San Bernardino terrorist, even if it means, as Apple argues, that this is creating a technical capacity that eventually will almost certainly fall into the hands of the wrong people who will abuse it?
Yes, I do. A federal magistrate judge has received a probable cause warrant and so stated that Apple should produce this information. Additionally, this particular iPhone was owned by the county, and the county has given its permission. Additional to that, this was a terrorist attack in my state. 14 people were killed in this attack. And if there is more evidence on a cell phone of other attacks possibly pending, of conspiracy that led to this attack, the Justice Department should know it. So to have a system which actually is almost replacing telephones for these kinds of conversations, that you cannot, with good evidence, with a probable cause warrant, get the information, is a huge mistake. Senator Burr, who is chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I'm the vice chair, we're both working on a bill. I would hope that bill would not be necessary. I hope Apple would understand the seriousness of this request. And I have no doubt that to deny the request would likely bring on law to change law so that this can be done. We are in jeopardy if you cannot through proper evidence submitted by a probable cause warrant, be able to open these systems.
Even if it means, as Apple argues, that this is creating a technical capacity that will eventually fall into the wrong hands.
Oh, I don't believe that's necessarily true.
Very convenient, what you'd expect from a political hack. I don't hear anything that resonates there with me. How about with you? White House Press Secretary John Ernst clarifies what is and isn't in the FBI's court order, which the Apple folks have said, no, we're not going to comply to this.
I think it is important to note here exactly what the Department of Justice is requesting. They are not asking Apple to redesign its product or to create a new backdoor to one of their products. They're simply asking for something that would have an impact on this one device. Again, for the merits of that argument and why the Department of Justice has concluded that that's important, I'd refer you to them. Obviously, the Department of Justice and the FBI can count on the full support of the White House as they conduct an investigation to learn as much as they possibly can about this particular incident. The president certainly believes that that is an important national priority, but it's ultimately the responsibility of these independent law enforcement professionals to do that.
All right, so what's going on? You have Apple products. Are you worried that they will cave? I think this is going to go to the Supreme Court. It'll be interesting to see how it's handled, depending on who's on the Supreme Court. Oh, there's item number two to discuss. Who's going to be on the Supreme Court? It's 13 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Class action lawsuits play an important role in our justice system. They can make it easier for large groups of people who have been injured or harmed to obtain justice by sharing legal representation. However, a petition filed recently with the U.S. Supreme Court reveals that an alarming number of class action lawsuits are enriching the lawyers while their clients get almost nothing. For example, a class action lawsuit filed over a popular brand of batteries resulted in a payday for the lawyers of $5.7 million, but their clients got less than $350,000 combined. Put another way, the lawyers got 94% of the settlement money, while their clients got only 6%. That's only 5 cents for each of the 7 million folks who were harmed. Let's be fair. Compare that to the already high 33% charged by most of the contingency fee lawyers advertising on TV, and we can see just how outrageous that is. So how can this happen? Learn how by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 16 minutes after the hour, as the focus on Apple and the FBI and the Supreme Court is many fronts there. Although, speaking of the Supreme Court, Justice Scalia and his passing, certainly part of the conversation this week. I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the number one thing that shows up on the talk radio countdown show in the list of the top 10 topics. I want to bet that Scalia is number one or number two. Doesn't take a lot of digging to figure that out. By the way, his oldest son is named Eugene, and he was heard yesterday talking about some of the conspiracy theories surrounding the death of his father as a, quote, hurtful distraction. He was on with Taco's Laura Ingram. He said, quote, it's, I think, a distraction from a great man and his legacy at a time when there's so much to be said about that and help people even more fully appreciate that. On a personal level, I think it's a bit of a hurtful distraction for a family this mourning. Really? I don't see that at all. I think that there are. I think you're putting your head in the sand if you don't think that there is the possibility of something like this happening. Whether it happened or not remains to be seen. You don't have to pay attention to it, but it is what it is. And because the government is so corrupt, there's pretty much all of our lives have been corrupted by big business, big government, that sort of thing. It's very possible. It's probably a movie someplace. Somebody wants to make a movie out of this. Scalia's name will be used, but it'll be about a Supreme Court justice that gets bumped off. Matter of fact, I'm now remembering a movie in which a Supreme Court justice gets bumped off, and I'm trying to remember it. Anybody who remembers, it's a fairly recent movie, last 10, 12 years. You remember what the name of it was? Call us at 888-302-3684. The beginning of the movie is about a Supreme Court. I can see him in a bed, and I can see him.
The Pelican Brief?
The Pelican Brief. Thank you. How did you know? Do you remember that? Or somebody just...
The Amazing Wonders of Google.
Ah, good for you. It was the Pelican Brief, which had Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts. Yep, that was it. Very good. It's more than 10 years ago. I'm going to guess it's probably 15 or maybe even 20 years ago. But, yeah, that's what happened there. Okay, good job, Kara. 888-302-3684 for other things. Meanwhile, back to the Apple versus FBI before it gets to the Supreme Court. Here's Greg Nibler from Digital Trends talking about exactly what the FBI wants and why Apple says no.
Following the terror attacks in San Bernardino last December, the FBI collected the shooter's iPhone as evidence, and they are now trying to force Apple, via a court order, to help crack the security on the phone. Here's the thing, though. Apple deliberately designed the latest iPhone to thwart just such an order. Security measures on an iPhone 6 are in the phone itself, not on servers at Apple, so there's no back door Apple can open. Additionally, the FBI says that despite all of their tech tools, it hasn't been able to get into the phone due to Apple's 10 tries security step, which wipes all data from the phone automatically if someone tries and fails to put in the correct passcode 10 times. If that were to happen, any evidence on the phone turns to vapor. The FBI has now served Apple with a court order to make them disable the 10 tries security step, which would give the FBI unlimited attempts to guess the passcode, something known as a brute force hack. But Apple CEO Tim Cook, in a special and long post on Apple.com, calls any compliance with such an order a dangerous precedent and a betrayal of Apple's no backdoor access pledge to its millions of customers.
All right, Rich writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, so Twitter comment. I agree with Apple. To give up the backdoor key to every iPhone in the world isn't worth the info that we get off these two dirtbags' phones. If we could hack their phone only without creating a key for every iPhone, I'd say, let's go. The good part of this story, it looks like the government can't spy on us through our phones, at least not yet. All right, so that's one person's thought. I'm sure many of you have thoughts. Share them with us. 21 minutes after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day way of figuring out what's going on today on Good Day.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Let's welcome in Dr. Ron Hoffman, who practices medicine in New York and also does his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, a publication every week that's connected to his website and his podcasts, all kinds of articles, including one that focuses on a natural way to solve the problems that a lot of people have with dry skin in the wintertime. How big a problem is this, and how do you fix it, according to your newsletter, Ron?
Well, it is, because the average, here in New York, the average New York City apartment, the humidity is actually lower than the Sahara Desert in the middle of July.
Really?
So skin
really?
Gets really, yeah, less than 5%. So its skin gets really desiccated. You turn the heat up, and then it just sucks all the moisture out of the air. Mm-hmm. And then that, in turn, sucks the moisture out of your skin. And then, of course, there's the cold blasts of Arctic air, and that further desiccates your skin. So I offer some tips on how to deal with that. And, you know, there are a lot of creams and emollients you can apply to your skin, but I actually believe that people should get a lube job from within. They should be taking essential oils by mouth, and that ultimately can save your skin from damage. So I list some of the steps that people should take in an article.
All right, so check that out and sign up for the podcast. Very good medical information at Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Okay, so Monsanto is accused by some conspiratorialists of being behind the Zika virus. What say you, what think you about this and the latest information that seems to be prevalent on Zika?
Well, you know, every serious crisis deserves a good conspiracy theory, right? You need to bring in the black helicopter folks to explain things away. Right. Look, there is something going on here. There's an outbreak of microcephaly, which is small head. It's a devastating neurological birth defect that is afflicting primarily women in South America. And as the seasons change and as temperatures increase in the northern hemisphere, we may see this move towards us. This is actually a big deal, even here in New York, where we got each and every doctor in New York got an urgent email suggesting that if a woman is pregnant and has been in one of these countries, that we test her with a newly available test for Zika virus because it could put the baby at risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy theory is that, no, it's not about the Zika virus, which is a mosquito-borne virus. It's actually about a campaign to spray for mosquitoes by a company that's not even Monsanto. It's a subsidiary of Monsanto that is spraying a questionable chemical into the environment in parts of South America, and that is actually what's responsible for the birth defects, and that they're using this Zika outbreak as kind of a cover-up to masquerade away the fact that
what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that these chemicals are harmful, but I really think there is something to it about the Zika virus.
There's something to the Zika virus from the mosquito.
Right. Here's another aspect of the conspiracy theory, which is that they're hyping the Zika outbreak in order to create yet another profitable vaccine for the pharmaceutical industry that they're going to administer to everyone. And there may be something to that, because every time there's a new threat, new virus, illness, yet another vaccine gets developed, and that could ultimately be profitable.
Right. Well, look at the board of directors of Monsanto and related companies, and look at board of directors on some of the drug companies, and you come up with a duh. What do you think of the passing of Judge Scalia and the fact that there was no autopsy? Isn't that unusual for somebody?
It really strikes me because, you know, very quickly they said, well, he died of natural causes. I mean, he went in his room and he lay down and he was dead.
So you think there should have been an autopsy? I do, too.
Yep.
Interesting to see where all this
investigation.
Goes.
Yep.
Right. All right. DrHoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter.
A soil health initiative appears to be making progress toward a goal of improved soil management. An update today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
2 years ago, the National Corn Growers Association announced a five-year initiative called the Soil Health Partnership. It's a collaboration involving multiple public and private entities. Last month, the partnership held a summit in Indianapolis, in part to offer a progress report. Hans Koch is the partnership's Indiana field manager.
We are challenging farmers to change their soil management practices, restoring our soils to high productivity levels like they used to be when our grandparents were farming them, so we can actually get much higher corn yields, use a lot less fertilizer and pesticides, and have the farmers have higher profitability on these soils.
Koch says the partnership seeks Midwest farmers to test certain soil health enhancement practices in their fields. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off. off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thinking our way into your day. It's Thursday, February the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with my friend Kara Schillen and you, working our way through the issues of the day. The yakety yak, don't talk back rule is not in effect here. We do want you to talk back. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. A lot of people onto the Apple thing, which is understandable. And then I sort of threw in my own way of bringing the conspiratorial discussion around front and center by talking about Justice Scalia and whether the conspiratorialists have the day, the family's upset about it. But remember the political philosophy of the family, and that may help you understand why it is that they are not happy about the conversation. After all, what's going to change? Scalia's dead. He's still dead. He'll be dead tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So no matter how you investigate it, it's sort of like, would you believe an investigation anyway, given what happened after John F. Kennedy was killed and the reports that came after that? The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was in charge of, his name was Warren Burger, wasn't that? Oh, no, it was Justice Earl Warren, excuse me. Warren Burger was somebody else. Earl Warren basically whitewashed at the orders of President Johnson what really happened to Kennedy. So we all know that was a big ruse. Been studied 100 times. So if the government, it's like the FBI investigating itself. Remember earlier this year, I guess it was last year, the Justice Department was investigating itself. It's laughable. Okay, I'm going to investigate myself and find myself guilty, as charged. I don't think so. So as long as we're into conspiratorial thinking for a moment here, let's give a moment, a pause, for the thinking behind the conspiracy that's been set forth that Monsanto is behind the Zika virus. I love this guy. Running for Congress in Minnesota. His name is Gene Rexziegel. Those of you in Minnesota, what do you know about him? Rexziegel believes there's no doubt Monsanto is behind all of the Zika stuff.
What the people aren't being told about the Zika virus, is that this mosquito didn't just happen on its own. It is a generic modified mosquito that they thought would be good to create a male mosquito that would breed with the female mosquitoes, and then the mosquitoes are supposed to die. But that didn't happen. There's tetracycline used a lot in Brazil in cat food, in animal foods, and so on. So these mosquitoes have used this tetracycline to stay alive. And when they sting human beings, the human beings are getting a Zika virus where pregnant women are giving birth to babies that have a small head. GMO is having worse effects upon the people. And we need to stop this because, believe it or not, Florida is talking about releasing these same mosquitoes to fight other mosquitoes, and so it could come to America here, and I believe that is important. GMO. I think Monsanto is out of control.
Really? I agree with you, sir. How about that? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. Let's move to Turkey, where there was a terrorist attack yesterday. Ankara is the capital of Turkey. About 28 people, I think, were killed. 61 or so more were wounded. So, is this a terrorist attack? Yes. John Acheson, who reports for Euronews, has the initial response on who's behind it.
Visiting Ukraine, Turkey's prime minister pointed the finger at Russia over the strikes in Azaz. Earlier, he'd warned Kurdish rebels of a harsh reaction if they tried to take the town. Moscow has pledged to continue its strikes, arguing they're not covered by a proposed ceasefire. Ahmet Davutoglu said the fact that this statement is made despite the agreement reached in Munich clearly shows that Russia's intention is not to make peace or keep a ceasefire. It shows that Russia is ready to kill more civilians and perpetrate more massacres to keep the Syrian regime alive. Russia says its strikes are targeting ISIL and the al-Nusra group. Speaking on Russian TV, Syria's ambassador to Moscow accused the United States of responsibility. Concerning the hospital that was destroyed, in fact, it was the work of the U.S. Air Force, he said. The Russian armed forces had nothing to do with it. Our intelligence clearly testifies that.
All right, so let's see, what else have we got here that we can use to stir the pot conversationally? Here's a British news reporter filing this report.
The explosion was heard across the Turkish capital. Flames leapt into the night sky. A bomb had hit a convoy of military buses as it was waiting at traffic lights. But the explosives, which had been packed into a car, killed civilians as well as soldiers. So far, 28 have died and another 61 are seriously wounded. The buses were close to the Turkish parliament. In an ironic twist, the prime minister and president were in the middle of a security meeting about Syria when it went off.
Olay yerindeki en ufak, en ince detayına kadar.
The Deputy Prime Minister said they were still examining the scene, but vowed to find those responsible.
Şu ana kadar saldırıyı kimin gerçekleştirildiği.
It was rush hour. In the chaos, commuters were uncertain who or what had been hit and were seen pouring out of metro stations. This is the fourth terrorist attack on Turkey in recent months. Although no one has yet admitted carrying out the attack, Kurdish extremists are suspected in retaliation for recent heavy bombardment against their fighters in Syria.
Don't you love the understatement of the Brits? I love the understatement. All right, then there's Linda Kincaid. This is about the terrorist attack in Ankara, Turkey yesterday. Linda Kincaid, who is a CNN reporter, talking to a Turkish reporter. This is where the reporters talk to the reporters. You know, we're starting to dig when that takes place.
Unlike the recent attacks we've seen in Turkey, this one was directed at the military. What can you tell us so far?
Well, the government is calling it an act of terrorism, one that was well planned, according to the deputy prime minister, as that convoy came to a stop at that traffic light. And the area where it happened is also very close to the Turkish General Staff building, as well as the parliament building. 28 killed, 61 wounded. Unclear at this stage how many of them were civilians and how many of them were military personnel riding in that convoy that included military buses as well as other vehicles. The very difficult process of trying to identify those who died is now underway. The Turkish security apparatus and emergency services responding very quickly, arriving on scene within minutes, trying to secure the area, and it was a fairly dramatic scene. Now, the Turkish government is not yet blaming or saying that any one group in particular was responsible for this attack, but the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a statement saying that this will only strengthen the Turkish government's resolve.
Yeah, we'll get those bad guys. It's 42 past the hour. The stunning numbers from the campaign in South Carolina, Senator Ted Cruz, my slogan is, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. He apparently has tied Donald Trump, or maybe even inched a little above him. The next closest candidate is at 17%, and that's Marco Rubio. So the margin of error, they're tied, pretty much. So Trump has been going after Cruz. They're feuding. Donald says he's going to sue him over an ad that says something about Trump that is misleading. So Trump says, Cruz says, okay, sue me. Called his bluff. I have to say to Mr. Trump, you've been threatening frivolous lawsuits for your entire adult life. This is Cruz. Even in the annals of frivolous lawsuits, this takes the cake. All right, what's the, those of you who are Trump supporters, what's the story here? Cruz is a loser in my book, big time loser. Although he's helped out the radio stations that carry this program and many others in South Carolina. Just looking at some of the numbers of commercials, Ted Cruz is spending more money than anybody else there, given the fact that he has the image of Republicanism that people in South Carolina who are primary voters like. He's got his super PAC that's buying thousands of radio spots. Let's see, who else is spending a lot of money? Oh, Hillary. Look at this. Hillary's spending a lot of money. On the other side, Donald Trump hasn't bought a whole lot. So his radio, I can say this proudly, radio has been the key to success with both the first and second primaries. The Iowa caucus, person who spent the most money on radio, came through as the leader. Same thing in New Hampshire. So if Cruz has spent the most money, does that mean he wins? We shall see. I think it's Saturday, right? The primary is Saturday in South Carolina. 44 past the hour on Good Day. Back up into space in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series, one of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
So the discussion this week that it, I guess there's two bits of good news here. Maybe depending on how you like to flavor your good news with your coffee or Super Beats or whatever you have in the morning. Yesterday, the U.S. announced it had struck some targets in Iraq and Syria that destroyed these were banks that had $500 million plus in them, cash used by Daesh to pay its fighters and fund its military operations. One U.S. official said it was probably a low estimate. The effort, obviously, is to keep hitting them where it hurts. So all that money up in smoke, poof, gunzo. Yesterday, we were talking about the astronaut Tim Kopra being up in the International Space Station and taking questions from students at an elementary school in Austin where he's from. And I love these, so I thought maybe I'd share at least one more with you here. Question about what astronauts do in their free time while up in the space station.
My name is Jamil Garcia, and my question is, how do you entertain yourself in space?
You know, we have just a little bit of free time, but we do use that time to entertain ourselves. I think my favorite thing to do on space station is go to one of the windows we have here and take photographs, because it's just unbelievable how beautiful this planet is. This is one of my favorite cameras here. This has an 800 millimeter lens, and so with this camera I can take really good photographs of the planet. In fact, recently I took a photograph of my neighborhood. I was just lucky enough to get a good photograph that came out clearly, and we were in the right position with the space station in order for me to take that photograph. So taking pictures, one of my favorite things to do here on space station. You know, we also have movies and television shows that we can watch. They're stored up here, or they can be sent up. And you know, just like many of you, I have an iPad, and my iPad goes with me all the time. We use this for work quite a bit. We have essentially our schedule on here, and we use it for that. But then also, we could watch movies. I read a book on here on my Kindle reader. So those are really the main things that we do in our free time.
Really? he's suggesting to these kids in elementary school, like many of you have, an iPad or an iPhone. Let's hope he's not right about that. But the pictures he sent down, if you haven't seen them, they are beautiful. This is a beautiful planet. Yep. 51 after on the Beautiful Good Day program.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Doug Stafford, Good Day Program. Richie and I have Dylan Colquhurst with us. Worked for Scholastic Magazine for 8 years, Director of Social and Community Engagement. The Scholastic Book Fairs have a million volunteers, parents that run these 130,000 book fairs around the country, pretty much every elementary school in America. And as we were mentioning, reading aloud early in a child's life, I think, is very helpful. I did it for my children. Richie's done it for his. Dylan, are you a father?
I am.
All right. So,
started college.
Okay. So, how did you use this process as your children were younger to get them to love reading and love words and love what was in books?
Well, I have one son, and it was more of my wife, very engaged in reading. Story time every night was very important to us, and you know, there was always that for dad, the fun dad. There was always that one book where I'd change the words and get all interactive with him. And he's like, read it again, read it again.
So I did the same thing.
Get a lot of that.
Right. Okay, so as we have so many distractions around, I say to my daughter and to parents everywhere, please don't put your child in front of a screen, whether it's a television screen, a computer screen, till at least they are three, because the neurons in your brain get scrambled like spaghetti. It's just really, it's bad. It's really bad. So it's a perfect opportunity to get children to get immersed into real books. And isn't that really what these book fairs are all about, even though they're not aimed at three-year-olds?
Yeah, and we do book fairs in the preschools. We have board books, so we do get books in the hands of kids and parents very early. But you're right, Doug. It's the getting kids onto a screen early in their life. It really teaches them that it's just they're so programmed with these screens to fly through content. So reading a book or being read aloud to really helps a child at any age, really focus on, you know, expanding that attention span, which becomes so important as they get older and trying to focus in school.
Yeah, that's an important thing, Doug, is because as a parent who deals with the challenge every day of the iPad, and the books at night, Dylan, do we have any information on how reading helps them with their attention span versus what destructive things the digital life can do to a kid? Have they done studies on that?
Yeah, we're starting to see, I mean, I remember when the iPads were getting really popular a while back. There was the common thought was it doesn't really matter what your child is reading as long as they're reading, whether it's, you know, text messages, anything on the screen as long as they're reading. But what we're finding, because of what I mentioned about the attention span, you know, when they're reading on the screens, it's they're being trained to read sound bites. And then, and God, as we get older, you start seeing, you know, the news programs and all the 24-hour news cycle. Everything seems to be kind of top-line soundbite focused, because that seems like that's the way they were training people as they grow up. And it doesn't seem like they're really wanting to dig deeper, because a lot of them may not have that skill set that it takes to read a book from start to finish.
All right, so you're promoting through Scholastic Book Fairs the World Read Aloud Day. When is it, and who's going to participate?
Yeah, World Read Aloud Day, it's a partnership that Scholastic has had with Lit World, which is a worldwide organization that focuses on raising the awareness of the 700-plus million kids out there, or people in general, who can't read around the world. And that day is coming up on Thursday, next Thursday, the 24th. So Scholastic will be challenging families, kids, community members from around the world to set a time, set some time aside to sit down and read aloud to a child, or read aloud to anyone. So we'll be doing a variety of different events. Obviously, there's about 3,700 of the Scholastic book fairs that are taking place that week, next week. So all of those book fairs, the majority of them, will be doing some sort of read aloud activity in the classrooms and all of the schools, reaching millions and millions of kids in the classrooms. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be kicking it off up in Newark with a program we have up there with the city of Newark called My Very Own Library, which is an amazing program where we have 23 schools up there, about 15,000 low-income kids who really don't have any books in the home. And we put book fairs in those schools and allow those 15,000 children to select 3 books at no charge right off of the book fair. So Pam Allen, the founder of Lit World, will be officially kicking off World Read Aloud Day at one of the schools there. So very excited. It's going to be a fun day.
Website for this?
We don't have a website. Go to scholastic.com, and you'll see links to all of the different resources for World Read Aloud Day.
Dylan Kalkhurst here on Good Day. Thank you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...